应该开始了，在这个假期，欢迎所有的人来参加这个学习，我们非常高兴你们大家都能来。
So I don't think we have many special announcements. We will have a prayer meeting tonight at 7:30. We will have a question and answer tomorrow night at 7:30, and then our New Year's Eve program Thursday night at 7:30. No meeting Thursday morning, but we will meet tomorrow night. Sorry, Thursday night.
他也不是不知道有太多的那个要通知的，但是呢，今天下晚上7点半开始的祷告会，还有明天晚上7点半开始的问答，这个是照常。但是星期四上午是没有圣经学习的，但是我们在星期四的晚上7点半开始有一个特别的那个祷告会和赞美神的，跟星期天早上那个形式是一样的。
So we will start now with a word of prayer and then Chelsea's question, and then we'll get on to our studies after that.
我们先来祷告，然后再来回答那个 Chelsea 刚才问的一个问题，然后我们再开始学习。现在我们开始祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this Christmas season.
啊，我们非常感恩有这样一个圣诞节的季节。
We thank you for the more relaxed pace that we're able to carry on. We just pray that you will encourage us at this time.
非常感恩有这么一个放松的一个脚步的一个时间，我们祷告是您赐福给我们在座每一个人。
Bless each one, we pray, and bless our families.
我们祷告是赐福给我每个人和他们的家人。
Now, Lord, we thank you for the privilege of studying the Bible again. We pray that the Holy Spirit will teach us what we need to know today.
我们再次献上感恩，有这样的荣幸学习圣经。我们祷告，让您的圣灵来教导我们学习。
Help us with the questions and then help us with the study, we pray.
帮助我们解答问题，帮助我们在学习，我们祷告。
And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这样
Amen.
所有的事情，奉主耶稣基督的名，Amen。
Amen.
Amen。
All right. Well, Chelsea had a question. And I'm going to divide Chelsea's question into two parts.
刚才呢问了一个问题，他准备把下一次这个问题分成两部分。
The first part is related to righteousness and justification.
所以呢，第一个问题呢是义人和称义。
And the second part is related to Donald Trump.
第二个部分呢是关于那个川普总统的。
So first of all, what is righteousness and what is justification?
所以呢，第一个呢，什么是义人，什么是称义？
Righteousness is really just the state of doing things right.
所以呢，义人呢，就是一个说明说你做正确的事儿。
And so the Bible rightly concludes there is none righteous, no, not one.
那圣经得出的结论呢，是没有一个义人，一个都没有。
We are all sinners.
所有的人都是罪人。
And because we're all sinners, none of us have done everything right.
所以呢，因为我们是罪人，所以我们没有一个人把每件事情都做对了。
And therefore, we are not righteous.
因此呢，我们不是义人。
But the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross to forgive us our sins. And if we have our sins forgiven, we are, and the word is, justified.
因为主耶稣为我们死在十字架上，饶恕了我们的罪， 这样呢，我们罪如果被饶恕了，我们有一个词就叫做称义。
And the word justified simply means to be declared to be righteous.
所以呢，称义那个词呢，就是被宣告为义人。
So, I am a sinner, therefore I am not righteous, but when I trusted the Lord Jesus as my Savior, Jesus forgave my sin, and I was declared to be righteous.
因为我是个罪人，所以呢，这样呢，我不是个义人。所以呢，主耶稣，当我相信了主耶稣以后，主耶稣饶恕了我的罪，所以呢，我被称作为义人。
Now, after that,My responsibility is to do what is righteous. I am to live a righteous life.
那这在这以后呢，我去做那个义的事儿，我的所有的人生要活出那个义。
So that puts the word righteous into three separate categories.
因为把义人呢分成了三个步骤。
I was not righteous. I was declared to be righteous. By the grace of God, I will live a righteous life.
所以呢，我不是一个义人，但是我被宣称为义人，但是借着神的恩典，我要活出一个义人来。
All right, so Chelsea, does that answer the first set of questions?
那么 Chelsea, 那个第一个部分的问题有没有回答你？
All right, but the second set of questions relates to Donald Trump. So, Chelsea, you explain the second question.
他说第二部分呢是关于那个当川普总统的，他让 Chelsea 把你那个问题再重复一遍。
就是他们呢就觉着那个support Donald Trump 的是艺人。但是我说的不是，所以我因为我在圣经上又不知道怎么支持，我只是觉得他们是错，所以我就觉得他们可能是 right 那个justify 就是称义的，不属于 righteousness。现在我 OK， 我知道了，我可以知道这个。
So you knew the questions, right?
No, you gotta give me that question.
All the supporters of President Donald Trump are righteous.
Almost.
But somebody told her about that. But she knew that it's wrong. So, but she didn't know how to clarify that. But you answered the first question.Now she understood how to verify that.
All right, let me tell you about Donald Trump then. Many Christians support Donald Trump. The question is why?
因为我来跟大家讲一下这个川普总统，好多基督徒支持他，但是我来告诉你为什么。
So the question regarding Donald Trump is, was Donald Trump righteous in the first sense?
所以呢，关于川普的问题呢，就是说，川普在第一时间他是义人吗？
And the answer is no, he wasn't righteous any more than anybody else was.
所以呢，答案是否定的，因为他跟其他人一样，从来都不是义人。
Number two,Has Donald Trump been justified? Has he been declared to be righteous?
第二个呢，川普他被称为义人了吗？
And the answer is, we really don't know, but frankly, it doesn't look like it.
所以呢，答案是我们不是很确定，但是呢，坦率地说，他看起来不像。
He doesn't spend a lot of time in Bible studies.
并没有花很多时间去学圣经。
He doesn't give all the glory to Jesus. He takes glory to Donald Trump.
他并没把荣耀给我们的主耶稣，而是把荣耀给把川普自己。
Is he righteous in the third sense?
在第三个方面，他是义人吗？
Does he live a righteous life?
他有没有过着一个称义的人生呢？
The answer is doesn't look like it. He's had three wives. What's the matter?
啊，那看起来也不像，因为他这有曾经有个三个妻子。
So, the question is he a righteous man? And the evidence is there's something very wrong there.
因为他是不是个义人呢？这个证据在那里证明了有些东西确实是非常错误的。
But many Christians vote for him.Many Christians support him. The question is why?
有许多基督徒来投票给他，有许多基督徒来支持他，那个问题是为什么？
The answer is they only have two alternatives, and he has been, appears to be the better of the two alternatives as far as doing the work of president.
对呢答案是呢，那些选民呢只有两个选择，但是呢，他们没有其他的选择，他们这个选择呢，作为一个总统来说呢，川普比另外一个拜登要强一点。
And there are three main, but many other reasons why Donald Trump is a preferable candidate for president than the alternative Democratic Party.
那这里有第三个原因呢，就是说呢，川普他是作为一个适当的总统的作为一个适当的总统人，比另外一个民主党的那个拜登呢，他要合适一点。
One reason is that the Bible would teach that abortion is very, very bad. Donald Trump is against abortion and.The Democratic Party are in favor of abortion.
所以在这里面呢，其中的一个原因呢，就是圣经教导我们流产是不对的。然后，川普呢，他是反对流产的。然后，民主党的那个候选人呢，拜登呢，他是支持流产的。
Number two, the Democratic Party is in favor of gross.Sexual immorality, and Donald Trump stands against that at least in part.
所以呢，另外一个原因呢，就是那些民主党的人，I didn't get what's the gross.
Gross immorality, homosexuality, and all kinds of other evil. And Donald Trump says he's against that, in spite of the fact.That he is an adulterer.
所以呢，实际上呢，那个民主党的人支持那些所有的不道德的那些行为，就像是同性恋呐，什么其他的那些。但是呢，川普呢，他是说他是反对的，但实际上呢，他自己也犯了那个
The third thing is that on the international scene, Donald Trump is.Pro or in favor of Israel when the other parties are opposed to Israel, and Donald Trump realizes that that position would be very wrong to be against Israel. So he's in favor of that, in favor of Israel.
就是国际关系来看呢，川普呢，他是支持以色列的。但是川普呢，他知道那个拜登民主党他们是反对以色列的，所以呢，从这一个方面来说，我们是支持川普。
So in general, Donald Trump is going in the right direction in many governmental policies. He himself may not be right in all, but at least he's going in the right direction on many fronts.
所以在很多很多的作为一个国家的政策来说呢，那个川普呢是走在正确的路上，尽管他自己的人生并不一定是都走在正确的路上。
So it is true that Donald Trump is a sinner.
但是呢，这肯定，川，大概川普是个罪人。
But it is also true that there are many other sinners and many going in a very bad direction in Washington as well. Donald Trump is not the only sinner in Washington.
因为在华盛顿当然有很多其他的罪人也走到错误的方向，川普并不是一个唯一的罪人在华盛顿。
So you don't vote for him because he's perfect or righteous. You vote for him because he's going in the right direction on things that are important.
所以你选他并不是因为他是一个艺人，他是一个做正确的那样一个人。他是你投票给他是因为他在一个走在一个正确的方向上的一个人。
Now many people who vote for him and support him are Christians.
所以很多呢给他投票的支持他的都是基督徒。
And because they're Christians, they realize that abortion is wrong, that sexual immorality is wrong, and that it would be wise to support Israel and many other things. It's logical that many Christians would support Donald Trump.
因为很多基督徒去支持川普呢，从逻辑上来说是对的，因为川普他是他们知道那个流产是错误的，那个不道德的性关系是错误的，支持以色列是对的。
Would they be the only ones who would support Donald Trump?
因为这个你是那个唯一支持川普的人吗？
And the answer is of course not. A capitalist would support Donald Trump because if he's elected, they will make more money than if the other party is elected.
因为不光光是基督徒支持他，连资本主义的信资本主义那些人也支持他，因为什么呢？如果当了川普当上的话，他们会赚更多的钱，比民主党的候选人当总统。
You don't have to be a Christian to reach that conclusion if you're rich.
所以呢，你如果说你不光光说你是个基督徒能得出这样结论，如果你有钱呢
？So the question is, the people who vote for Donald Trump, are they righteous?
所以呢，问题是那些投票给川普的人，他们是义人吗？
And the answer is no, they may just be selfish.
答案是不对，错的，因为他们那些人只是自私。
They may say, I don't want to give all my money to the drug users who won't get a job. I want to pay reasonable taxes. And so they may be supporting Donald Trump for capitalist reasons, nothing to do with faith in God at all.
他们可能会想呢，我不会把我的钱给政府，让他去支持那些吸毒的人，我也不会想交更多的税，所以他们支持川普的原因可能就是关于他们的资本的那个原因。
So the fact that people vote for Donald Trump says nothing about their religious position, certainly nothing about whether they are righteous or not.
因为那些支持川普的人，那跟他们是不是有宗教，是不是义人完全没关系。
However, it is true that many Christians did support Donald Trump over Biden.
因为当然呢，很多的基督徒宁愿支持川普而不是拜登。
All right, so Chelsea, does that answer that second question?
你第二个问题有没有回答你？
Yeah, thank you, get it.
Very good. Are there other questions related to that or related to other items? We're on questions. What other questions can we answer?
你有没有其他的问题？关于刚才Chelsea问的那个问题或者其他的问题？我们现在是在哪一个问答时间？
Very good. All right. We've been studying in the book of Ephesians. So back to Ephesians chapter 6.
所以我们一直在学习以弗所书，我们再回到以弗所书第六章。
And we pretty much finished the book last time. We'll just look at a few verses and then we'll get on to the book of Philippians.
所以我们上个星期基本上学完了，但是我们再回顾几个经文以后回再开始学习腓立比书。
We noted last time that to stand strong for God, you have to take the weapons and the whole armor of God in order to be strong in the Christian life.
所以呢，在我们为了在神里面坚强，我们要拿起所有神赐的全副的军装，让我们才能在神的里面站得住。
And so there are 7 things that we do in order to stand as Christians. You trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, but then you've got to be strong, and there are 7 things to keep you strong in the battle.
当你信了主耶稣为你的个人救主后，我们要在神里变得刚强，有七件事你要去做，在这七件事在你的人生里做了，你就会变得刚强。
And so the 7 are starting in chapter 6, verse 14.
在以弗所书第六章第十四节里，我们来开始看这七件。
Here they go. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. That's number 1.
第一个呢，这里开始，所以要站得稳，要让真理当着腰带束腰，这是第一件。
Putting on the breastplate of righteousness, that's number 2.
第二件是用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, that's number 3.
第三件用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
Taking the shield of faith, that's number 4.
拿信德当作盾牌，这是第四。
Taking the helmet of salvation, which is number 5.
戴上救恩的头盔，这是第五件。
Using the sword of the Spirit, the Bible, which is the Word of God, that's number 6.
拿着神的宝剑，就是圣经，这就是神的道，这是第六件。
And number 7, praying in the Spirit.
第七件呢，靠着圣灵多方祷告。
So every time we go into any battle for the Lord, we take all those 7 elements in our lives. Then we can fight and be strong. If not, the devil will overthrow us.
在任何情况下，当我们为了主而战的时候，我们拿起这七件武器，我们才能变得刚强，站得稳。否则的话，那个魔鬼就会打败我们。
Now verses 19 and 20, we're going to carry on. All of that was review from last week. 19 and 20 say, pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should.
前面那个都是复习啊，我们现在读一下第十九节第二十节。因为我祈求使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘，使我这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
Now I find those 2 verses very amazing.
我发现这两个经文非常的神奇。
The Apostle Paul has been preaching the Bible for most of his life, studying the Bible all of his life.
所以呢，使徒保罗呢，在他的整个人生中，他大多数时间都是在学习圣经，都是在讲圣经。
You would think that he would know so much that he wouldn't have to worry about what he was going to say.
你可能想他会学到了很多的东西，他根本不担心他会讲什么。
Why would he have to ask others to pray for him when he was going to preach if he knew far more than they did and he'd been preaching all his life?
如果他就是说他知道比其他人知道的多，他一生都在讲道，为什么他要其他的人来为他祷告当他讲道之前呢？
And the answer is that just because you've done a lot of preaching doesn't mean that you know what to say, nor does it mean that the Spirit of God can use what you say.
所以呢，如果说你讲了很多道，并不能证明就是说你后面就知道讲什么，也并不能证明说神的圣灵能够用你去讲什么。
And so he says, you keep praying for me, I need to know what the Spirit wants me to say.
他一直就说呢，你们都为我祷告，我想知道神的圣灵要我讲什么。
And preparation is not sufficient for that. Prayer is required.
因为准备并不是足够的，祷告是要求的。
And the other thing that is truly amazing is that he says, you must pray that I will speak without fear, that I will be bold enough to say what I should say.
另外一个呢，这很有趣的，就是说你必须为我祷告，说得到口才，然后放胆的开口讲什么该讲的事情。
And so we think back and we say that's peculiar because, the apostle has been so bold in the past, surely he's not afraid anymore.
因为我们觉得这个很特别，因为保罗一直都是很勇敢的去讲，所以当然他的胆量应该是足够的。
You would think that when you get into battle, after a while you become battle hardened and you're not afraid.
因为你可能认为你去参加个战斗，然后在战斗里面你已经经过锻炼了，你就不会怕再去战斗。
But even this great man said, I am afraid and you must pray for me that I will be bold enough to say what I should say.
那这个伟大的人呢，他说呢，你必须为我祷告，然后我才能够放胆的去讲该讲的事情。
And, I think that is true of all people who teach and preach the word of God, or it should be true of them all.
所以呢，我认为这种情况适合所有的去讲神的道的人，应该适合每一个讲道的人。
Some of you have heard the radio preacher Ravi Zacharias.
所以你们有些人呢，听到过那个在收音机里讲到的一个叫 Ravi Zacharias。
And he's an outstanding man of God. He's gone to heaven, but he was an outstanding man of God who preached the word of God boldly and with great wisdom.
因为他是一个非常杰出的属神的人，他现在去了天堂，但是他每次讲话呢，讲到的时候都是非常大胆，而且非常有智慧。
On one occasion, he had to address the United Nations.
所以呢，有一次呢，他必须在联合国讲话。
And he told us in one of his sermons, he said, when I had to do that, I was extremely fearful.
所以呢，他在有一次讲的时候跟他们讲说，当我被告知要在联合国讲话的时候，我非常的害怕。
Keep praying for the men of God.
为属神的人祷告。
Keep praying for two things for them. Number one, that they will have the wisdom and boldness to say what they should say.
你两个方面要为这些属神的人祷告，在他们讲之前，第一个呢，要让他们放胆和有智慧去讲他该讲的。
That's really two things. One, that they will know what to say. Number two, that they will be bold enough to say it.
今天这刚才讲的是两个方面，但第一个呢，就是说呢，他们该讲什么？第二个呢，就是说他们有胆量去讲他该讲的。
Just continue to uphold the men of God who preach the word. They need your prayers. We all need one another's prayers.
所以呢，这个讲神的道的人呢，需要我们所有人的祷告。我们要为互相为大家祷告。
All right, now verses 21 and 22 bring us to another picture of Paul.
那第二十一节、第二十二节给我们使徒保罗的另外一个画面。
He says, Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant of the Lord, will tell you everything.So that you also may know how I am and what I'm doing. I am sending him to you for this purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you.
第二十一节和第二十二节，今有所亲爱的忠心侍奉主的弟兄推基古，他要把我的事情并我的景况如何全告诉你们。让你们知道，我特意等罚他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。
Paul says, we're all one family, and it's important that you know about me, and it's important that I know about you, we're part of the same family.
那使徒保罗说，我们是同一个家庭的成员，是非常重要的，你知道我，我也知道你，因为我们都是一个家庭的。
I have a friend whose daughter lives thousands of miles away from her mother and father.
那一个朋友呢，他住的地方离他的父母有几千英里。
She phoned them recently and they spent 2 hours talking to one another.
那最近他们有次电话里通话，然后他们就谈了将近两个小时。
Why was that? Well, they're all the same family.
为什么他们要花那么长时间？因为他们是一家人。
And they had to get caught up. They had to learn what's going on in each of their lives.
那他们必须了解，必须了解他们之间每一个人在他们的人生中是怎么样去过的。
That's a wonderful thing. We are God's great big family. Hallelujah.
这是一个非常美妙的事。我们所有的人都是家神的大家庭的也是成员。Hallelujah.
Now Paul says, I'm sending Tychicus to you so that he can tell you about me.
于是他本来说我把推基古送到你们那里去，所以他可以告诉你们关于我的事儿。
And he's also going to learn about you to tell me so that we can continue as God's great, big, wonderful family.
因为他同样呢，他可以知道你们的事情，然后告诉我，所以我们大家都在神的这个奇妙的家庭里可以互相了解。
We often read missionary letters on a Tuesday night at 16.
我们在16节里通常是在星期二的晚上读那些宣教士来的信。
We do that so that we can pray intelligently for one another.
因为我们那么去做是为了我们可以很明智的去为互相祷告。
But we also do it so that we'll know what's going on. We love one another, and we want to know how you're doing.
因为我们这样做的目的，另外一个原因就是我们互相爱，我们希望知道你在干什么。
I've told you about visiting my friend in Victoria years ago.
所以我告诉你们在一年之几年前我到维多利亚去看我的朋友。
He had Lou Gehrig's disease. He could not communicate with his mouth.
因为他有那个僵硬的那个疾病，他的那个嘴巴就不能跟你说话。
He had not lost his mind, but he had lost control of his physical faculties.
他其实他的思维并不糊涂，但是他已经控制不了他的身体的任何一个部分。
All he could do was lift his eyebrows, move his thumbs, and wiggle a toe.
所以呢，他实际上他所有能做的就是啊，眨眨他的眼睛，动一下他的拇指，或者动一下他的那个脚趾。
When I went to visit him, it was very difficult.
当我看他的时候呢，是很难沟通的。
He couldn't speak to me. He just lay there.
他根本不可能跟他讲话，他只是躺在那里。
And his wife said to me.You start to talk. You tell him about all the things that are happening at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
那个人太太跟 Harold 说呢，你开始说，你就说所有的关于十六节教会里的事儿。
And I said, why?
那为什么呢？
And she said, because it's important that he knows he loves everyone.At 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, he prays for those at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. You have got to tell him what is going on.
他说因为那是非常重要的，他爱那些所有在十六节教会的人，他也感谢主那些所有在教会十六节教会人，所以你告诉他在那里发生了什么。
We're all family, spend lots of time with one another in order that you can be encouraged and that you can encourage them and pray for them.
因为我们所有都是一个大家庭的人，所以这样呢，我们大家应该互相鼓励，你也可以鼓励别人，别人可以鼓励你。
All right, and our last verse then is verse 23 and 24.
然后后面最后两句经文是23和24节。
And they say, peace to the brothers, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love.
23和24节说愿平安仁爱信心从父神和主耶稣基督归于弟兄们。并愿所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩惠。
What do we have in common? We have peace, we have love, we have faith, and we have the grace of God.
与我们有什么共同的之处呢？我们有平安，有仁爱，有信心，还有从神来的恩典。
Those things are wonderful. The world doesn't have peace, but we do.
这些事情呢都是非常美妙的，因为这个世界的人没有平安，但是我们有。
The world doesn't have love, it has wars, it has hatred. The world doesn't have love, but we do.
这个世界没有爱，他们有战争和恨，但是我们有爱。
The world doesn't have faith, but we do. World's lost their hope, they don't know what's happening, but we have the Lord Jesus Christ who gave us.The access to the Father by faith. So we keep trusting Him even when the days are dark. And we have the continuing grace of God. So some people say, why are you a Christian?
有人问我说，你为什么是基督徒？
And there's a multitude of answers, but four of them are, I got the peace of God, I got the love of God, I got faith in God, and I got the grace of God. Those are four wonderful reasons for being a Christian.
有很多很多的原因，但是我们这有四个。非常重要的原因就是我们有平安有仁爱有信心有神来的恩典这是一个非常重要的四个原因。
Alright, so those are the thoughts on the book of Ephesians and are there any other questions now that we've gone this far?
所以这些呢都是以弗所书最后的一些想法你们大家任何人有任何问题现在提出来。
Any questions further on Ephesians?
关于以弗所书有任何的问题吗？
All right. Well, Paul didn't just write to the Ephesians. He also wrote to the Philippians. So we maybe can study Philippians and see what we can learn there.
因为使徒保罗不仅仅写信给以弗所人，但同样写给了腓立比人，所以我们来学习腓立比书，看真的那里发生了什么事情。
The book of Ephesians has as a theme the fact that God has brought together the Jew and the Gentile. We're all part of the great family of God, the church. It's a wonderful thing.
所以以弗所书呢，告诉我们，神把外邦人和犹太人带在一起，把他们放在一起，我们所以没有区别，我们都是一个家庭的人。
But the book of Philippians is written toward the end of Paul's life.
所以那个腓立比书呢，是写给那些在保罗那个他生命的最后时间写给他们的。
And it's not so much full of foundational doctrine as it is full of encouragement to keep on walking with the Lord.
这里讲的不是说建立教会的那些基石，反而是给他们更多的鼓励，让他们继续与神同行。
When you first become a Christian, you don't see everything clearly.
那你刚刚成为基督徒的时候，你对很多事情不是很清楚的。
You're told the great truths, you understand the great foundation of salvation by faith in Jesus Christ, but you don't quite know how it's all going to work out.
你知道所有的那些真理，你也知道救恩的基石是在信我们的主耶稣基督而成为你的信心，但是你不知道到底这个怎么样去实施。
After you've been a Christian for a while, you begin to realize that there are some good days and some not so good days. There are some things to just thrill your heart, and there are some problems. How do you keep going?
一旦你成为基督徒一段时间以后，你发现有些事情是好的，有些并不那么好，而且你人生中会出现很多问题。就知道在这些问题中我怎么继续我的基督徒的人生呢？
So if you want to summarize the two books, Ephesians and Philippians, the book of Ephesians basically says, get started, get going.
因为你要是做一个小结的话，关于以弗所书和腓立比书的话呢，以弗所书就是说你开始了，你就开始去做，去做。
And the book of Philippians basically says, keep going.
然后那个腓立比书的就是继续继续。
All right, so that's the most brief introduction to the book of Philippians.
这就是一个非常简短的对腓立比书的介绍。
Verse 1 then says, this is Paul writing and Timothy.We're servants of Christ. We're writing to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and the deacons.
因为这里腓立比书第一节奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给在以弗所的。
So Paul is writing to all the Christians in Philippi.
因为保罗写信呢是写给所有的在腓立比的那些圣徒的。
Sometimes you get a letter at your house. Sometimes it's written to mommy or daddy, but sometimes it's written to everybody.
因为呢，有时候呢，你在你家里会收到一些信。有些信呢可能是写给你父母的，有些信呢是写给所有的人。
And so when I was a boy, sometimes a letter would come and I would say to my father, what's in the letter, dad?
有时候呢我们家里收到的信，然后我问我爸爸说，爸爸信里写的什么？
And he would say, well, Harold, it's not written to you and you don't really need to know.
因为他会说呢 Howard, 这个信不是写给你的，你没必要知道。
This is not that kind of a letter. This is written to everybody in the assembly in Philippi.
你这呢不是那个类型的信，这封信是写给所有在腓立比的所有的人的。
But it basically says there are four kinds of people in the assembly to whom it's written.
基本上说呢，这写给在那个当时腓立比教会的四种人的。
First of all, it's written to all the saints.
第一呢，是写给所有的圣徒的。
Who would that be?
这些人是谁呢？
Well, that would be every Christian in the assembly, wouldn't it?
也就是所有的基督徒在当地教会的，是不是？
Everyone who has received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior is justified.
每一个收到接受了主耶稣基督为他个人救主的人都被称义了。
All their sins have been forgiven. They have been declared to be righteous, and they have therefore become saints.
因为他们所有的罪都被赦免了，他们被宣告为义人，所以他们成为了圣徒。
Some people today would say you can't become a saint until after you've died, until the church says you're so outstanding, you get to be a saint.
有些人说呢，你不能成为圣徒，除非你死了以后，你的教会说这个人在我们教会很杰出，所以我们追思他为圣徒。
But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says everyone who has received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, whose sins are forgiven, they are separated to God, and therefore they are all saints.
圣经不是这么说的，圣经说当你接受了主耶稣基督为你的救主以后呢，你的罪被你的罪被赦免了，然后你被从这个世界分离出来为了神，所以呢你就是圣徒。
So, every Christian in Philippi is to receive and study this letter because it's written to them.
你每一个在腓立比教会的人呢，他们都是来接受这封信，来学习这封信。
But then it's also written to the overseers.
但同样呢，是写给监督的。
And the overseers are the elders in the assembly, those who have special responsibility from God for the administration and the help of the assembly.
所以呢，监督呢就是教会那些长老，他们从神那里得到了特别的职责，去帮助教会的人，而且就是去服侍的。
There's special instruction then in the book for them, but it's interesting that the book is written both to the overseers and the saints, because of course all the overseers are saints.
那这里呢，尽管有些特别的部分写给监督的，但是同样呢，也是写给众圣徒的。所以为什么呢？因为那些监督同样他也是圣徒。
And hopefully the Lord will raise up some of those saints soon to be overseers.
因为希望呢，在那些众圣徒中，有些人被升为那个长老。
And the next group that it's written to are the deacons.
另一组人呢，写给执事的。
And the deacons, the word deacon really is a minister or a worker in the assembly.
所以呢，执事呢这个词呢，实际上就是那些在教会里服侍的工人。
In general, it's people in the assembly who have a special assigned responsibility.
你总的来说呢，在教会里那些被安排做一些特别的事儿的人，那些人被称为执事。
Sometimes it's assigned, sometimes it's not assigned, but it's people who do that work. They've taken up the responsibility.
有时候是说安排的，有时候没并没有安排，但是那些人呢，他们负起了去做那些工作的职责。
in the church in Jerusalem in Acts chapter 6, there were seven men who had the responsibility to care for the needy women who didn't have enough money for food.
那个耶路撒冷教会里有七个人被安排着特别的去照顾那些贫穷的妇女他们的需求。
And so they had specific responsibility for that particular job.
因为他们在那个特别的工作里有特别的职责。
There are many in the assembly who have specific jobs. It makes the operation of the assembly efficient when each man, each woman does his or own assigned work.
因为在教会里每一个人呢，每一个弟兄或者姊妹呢，他们被安排在一个特别的节目，职责，你是做他们特别的事呢，是为了让教会有效的运作起来。
So these are the workers in the assembly, and Philippians, the book is going to have special instruction for them.
这些在教会里有特别的职责的人呢，腓立比书呢，就是给他们一些指导，让他们怎么做。
And so some people are both saints and deacons and overseers because they're saints like the rest, but they have specific jobs and they have an overseership job as well. So some people qualify on all three fronts.
当中有些人呢，这三个职责都有，因为他们是那些，他们是圣徒，又是监督，又是执事，他们去牧养教会的那些人，所以他们有这样的职责。
And then you have the other group in this verse, Paul and Timothy, and Paul and Timothy are here described as servants or slaves of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为另外有些人呢，是保罗和提摩太，他们被称为是主耶稣基督的仆人。
They were like deacons, only they were totally committed to the work. They were serving above and beyond the work of other people. They were totally devoted to the work of the Lord.
因为他们被称为仆人，他们是因为他们的教会里，他们完完全全把他自己交给神的工作，然后他们一直就是在所有的时间都在做神的工。
Every assembly should have all four kinds of workers. The saints should be doing what they can. The deacons should do what they're assigned to. The overseers should look after the assembly, and the servants should just be working all the time.
因为这些里面的所有的人呢，都是在圣徒呢，他要为教会里做服事，然后那个执事呢，要把教会里所有的事情，他要去牧养教会的会众，然后仆人呢，他在所有的时间都要不断的工作。
And then verse 2 says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二节说,愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
And it's thrilling what God wants for his people all the time, that they would have grace and peace. Peace to rest in him and grace to look to him for what they need.
这里呢，令人神奇的就是我们所有的圣徒，任何时间呢，都仰望着神，仰望着他的平安和恩惠。平安呢，我们可以有安息；恩惠呢，我们可以从神那里求我们要所要的东西。
All right, so that's the introduction.
这就是一个简介。
And now in the next section, we're going to see a lot about Paul's relationship to these Philippians.
所以下面那一部分呢，我们就要知道使徒保罗和所有的这些在腓立比的圣徒的之间的关系。
Paul went to Philippi. He preached the truth of God. Many became Christians and then he left.
那些使徒保罗呢去到了腓立比他讲神的道很多人呢都成了基督徒然后保罗又离开了。
Now in the commercial world, in the business world, that kind of thing happens all the time.
所以在这个生意的世界里在这个世界里这样的事情经常是发生的。
So many years ago, I had to go to Germany to work.
你很多年前他必须去德国去工作。
While I was there for a year and a half, I worked with many people.
因为在他那他在那里一年半的时间呢他和很多人一起工作过。
We did many jobs together.
我们在一起做了很多的工作。
We tried to make some money.
我们试图赚点钱。
And then I had to leave and go back to Vancouver.
然后呢结束以后呢我必须离开他们回到温哥华。
When I got to Vancouver, I got another job.
那回到温哥华以后呢我有另外一个工作。
And you know what? I forgot about my former job.
你呢知道为什么我忘记了我前面的那个工作。
What amazed me too was that the people I had worked with forgot me.
所以呢那个事实上呢我在德国和他们一起曾经工作的人
他们也忘了。We both got paychecks.
我们都拿到了支票。
But when I was finished, they were finished. And we went our own ways, we said goodbye, and that was the end of it.
那我们结束以后呢个人拿支票在我朝这边走他们朝那边走我们都说 goodbye, 然后再见我们都直接结束了。
But that's not the way it is in the house of God.
但这不是在神的家里发生的情况。
And so we're going to read about the heart of Paul toward the Philippians. He was with them just for a short while, maybe a year or two, we're not told. But he was with them just for a short while, but his heart was there, and it didn't change. And when he left, his heart was still there.
因为我们在这里可以读到保罗的心，他跟腓立比人只是在一起很短的时间，或者一年或者两年，圣经里并没有讲。但是当保罗离开以后他的心仍然跟腓立比人在一起。
So verse 3 he says, I thank my God every time I remember you.
第三节说我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神。
Okay, that's very, very wonderful.
这是非常非常美妙的。
What do you do when you think back on the people of God?
因为当你回想去神的子民的时候你会做什么呢
I was standing at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, a few years ago, and somebody walked in the door.
所以呢几年前我站在十六街教会的门口有些人从门口进来了。
I frankly was very embarrassed because as soon as the door opened and I saw the person,I started to cry.
因为有点对我来说有点难堪因为当那个人打开门进来的时候我开始哭了。
I hadn't seen that person for many years.
我很多年没有看见那个人了。
But I was thrilled to see her because you see, she and I were part of the assembly together. We're like brother and sister.And when you see her, you say, oh, this is wonderful.
因为我们曾经是一起在十六节教会里我们当时在一起呢就像弟兄姊妹一样当我看见他重新回到教会的时候我说这个是太奇妙了。
God's family is wonderful. I thank my God every time I remember you. I thank God.
所以呢神的家庭是非常美妙的每当我想念你们的时候呢我感谢神。
In all my prayers for you all, I always pray with joy.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候我常常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Okay, that's marvelous. God did a wonderful work in Philippi. And every time Paul thought about the Christians in Philippi, he thought about the wonderful work that was done.
因为神在腓立比教会做了很多神迹，其实是每一次保罗回想的时候，他知道神在腓立比教会做了奇妙的事。
Can you remember what happened in Philippi?
你大家知道记得在腓立比发生了什么吗？
Well, Paul and Silas were thrown into prison.
你在腓立比那个希拉和保罗被投进了监狱。
Their backs were lashed and whipped.
因他们的背被打了，打撕裂了。
They were in great sorrow in the middle of the night.
因为在半夜里，他们其实上是非常痛苦的。
So Paul says, now what am I going to think about when I think about Philippi? Am I going to think about how distressing it was to be there, or am I going to think about the wonderful things that God has done?
因为保罗说我在想什么呢？我想些那些在腓立比的人，也想些神在腓立比那个教会做的神美。
And so when Paul looks back on Philippi, he does it with joy. Hallelujah.
因为当保罗回想起腓立比的时候，他是欢欢喜喜的赞美主。
Now he does this because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
那这么做呢，是因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
You remember how that night ended, don't you? The earthquake came, Paul's chains were loosed, the jailer got saved, his family got saved,And they started working together to build the assembly in Philippi.
因为你们都知道那个故事的结局，因为当时那个地震发生了，保罗的那个锁链被解开了，然后那个狱卒得救了，他们家人也得救了，然后他们开始一起为当地的腓立比的教会开始建立工作。
And I assume that the Philippian jailer was one of the first overseers.In the Philippian assembly.
我只是推测就是那个第一个得救的那个腓立比的那个狱卒他可能就是腓立比教会的第一个长老。
And Lydia was working with them from the very first as well. And when Paul thought about Philippi, he thought about these wonderful people who were working with him in the gospel.And the great blessing that followed.
因为那个吕地亚他可能也是开始跟那个教会最开始的那批工作的。当保罗想起这些事情的时候呢，他想起神的神迹工作，他自是欢欢喜喜的。
And then he goes on and he says, I'm confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion,Until the day of Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus.
那第六节继续说，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Now that's very, very encouraging. If God begins a work, He doesn't intend to stop it.
你这是非常非常令人鼓舞的。如果神开始动了功，他并不会就此停止。
So we look back and we say, Lord, thank you for today. I believe that what happened today was seeds were planted that are going to grow for God's glory.
因为我就说呢，我问你们众人有这样的意念，谁是就是我说这个工作开始了以后，这个种子种下去了以后，它就会开始成长。
And so the question is,Is the Christian an optimist or a pessimist? An optimist. Someone, I'm not sure how to define it. An optimist is someone who believes that tomorrow is going to be better. And a pessimist is someone who can only see the bad things.
Okay, thank you. I got it. 你说这些人他是乐观主义者还是悲观主义者呢?
All right. So the Christian is an optimist. He knows there's going to be problems, but one day everything's going to be wonderful. And so the Christian says, we're looking forward to God's best.
人的基督徒呢是乐观主义者，他们说我们知道会有什么问题，但是我们盼望着将来，因为将来会在神那里，我们会变得越来越好，更好。
And the Paul says, I'm expecting from you in Philippi the very best. They're good things, but they're going to get better. God is going to do his great work.
我知道你们那里，但是我盼望着你们那里会越来越好，神会在你们那里做善功。
Now Paul goes on in verse 7. And he says, it's right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart.
因为第七节就是说，我为你们众人有这样的意念是应当的，因为你们常在我心里。
He says, you're in my heart, I haven't forgotten you, I'm praying for you, and God is going to honor my prayers, and he is going to bless you.
因为他说呢，你们在我的心里，我没忘记你们，我会为你们祷告，神会回应我的祷告，神会赐福给你们的。All
right, he says, for whether I'm in chains, as I was when I was in Philippi, or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me.
在后半部分，无论我是在捆锁之中，是在辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。Now
what he's saying here is not just that I love you and I am praying for you and that's why God is going to bless you.
这里讲的呢，不光是说我为你祷告，而且不光说我会你的神会赐福给你们。
He is also saying, you have been working with me. And because you've been working with me, God will be rewarding you too. So we've been going together. God will bless me. And because you are working with me, God will bless you.
所以呢，他说呢，因为你们和我在一起工作，所以呢，我会为你祷告，神会赐福。Excuse me, Harold. Excuse me for a moment. I have to go to washroom. Sorry
yeah.
about that.
All right, you carry on. I will get other very able translators to work for us. Okay. I just want to say that the Philippian Christians were working with Paul. In the good days and in the not so good days. Who's going to translate that?
说那菲利比人跟那个保罗就是一起，不管是在好和不好的日子，也是一起在做。Okay,
Paul goes back and he says, when I was in chains, the Philippian jailer helped me. Now he said, I'm in chains in Rome, and you're still helping me, you Philippians. Somebody keep translating, please.
那说的chains是什么意思啊？在这锁链，就是监狱当中，
反正是互相帮助的那意思，是吧？哈，我在累泄之中的时候。 狱卒帮助了我，狱卒帮助了我。那么现在呢，是菲律宾人，他们一起来帮助我。This
is marvelous. When you get group translation, you usually get really good translation. Each person correcting the other. It's marvelous. Okay.
I'm sorry about that. 他说那个
That's not very good. Now let me just remind you that the Philippians were faithful servants of God, and they continued to help Paul. They continued to pray. They continued to preach in their own area. They continued to send money to Paul. Wherever he was, they were helping him. And that Paul says, God will re-honor you for that. And God will build you. And he'll make you great on judgment day. You can be confident, verse 6, of this very thing, that God will keep working in you to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. You work along with people of God. God will bless them. God will bless you. God will bless many through you.
因为他说那个腓立比的人，他们是忠心的仆人，他们以后呢一直在传神的福音，他们互相帮助，他们也在帮助保罗，他们甚至寄钱给保罗。所以他说，在这个里面呢，就像第六节说的，到时候神呢必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。他是说你们现在在这里，你们互相帮助，互相去做工，都是非常好的，神会赐福给你们的。
Verse 8 says, God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus.
所以呢，这是第八节继续说，我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切的想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
So I told you about working in Europe for a year and a half.
因为我告诉过你，我在欧洲工作了一年半。
While I was there, toward the end of my work there, I got a note from my boss saying, you're going to leave Europe, we're going to send you back to Vancouver.
因为在他在欧洲的那个工作快结束的时候呢，他的老板给他写了一封信说，我们会把你从那撤回来，你会回到温哥华的继续工作。
So what was my reaction?
你我的反应是什么呢?
My reaction was, yippee, I get to go back to Vancouver.
你我的第一反应是, yippee, 我要回温哥华了。I
was happy to be in Vancouver. It's true, I enjoyed some people, some time in Europe, but Vancouver was where my heart was. Europe was where my job was, but Vancouver was where my heart was. And when I got to go back to Vancouver, that's when I was happy. And Paul says, my heart is with you, Philippians.
他说呢，为什么我回到，我那么高兴回到温哥华呢？因为我的心在温哥华，我的工作在欧洲。当然我很高兴能和欧洲的同伴一起工作，但是呢，我的心在温哥华，所以我愿意回到温哥华。所以保罗使徒保罗跟腓立比人说，我的心是和你们在一起的。
Okay, would you remember this? Christians love one another.
你会不会纪念这些基督徒，他们互相爱了？
We don't always show it the way we should, but we love one another.
因为我们并不是说把应该我们该表现出来的表现出来，但是我们爱，互相爱。And
the Lord Jesus says, all people will know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another.
所以主耶稣说呢，所有的人都会知道你们是我的门徒，如果你们互相爱。And
if you don't love one another, the world would say, what's wrong with you?
如果你们不相爱，这个世界会说，你们有什么问题吗？有什么毛病吗？
All right. And then verse 9 says, and this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
因为第九节说，我所祷告的就是你们，就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。
A little child knows a lot about love. And the little child says, I love you, mommy, and he really means it.
那一个小的孩子呢，很小的孩子，他其实懂得很多的爱。如果他跟他妈妈说：“妈妈，我爱你。”他就是这个意思。
But as a child matures, he learns more about love. And he understands more about the depth of love and the knowledge of love. As he grows, he understands love more, both its affections and its responsibilities.
所以呢，当一个小孩慢慢长大的时候，变得更成熟的时候呢，就知道更多的关于爱的知识和见识，然后他就知道那个爱是有很多责任和职责在那里。So
Paul is saying, I love you, and I know that you love me. My prayer is that you will love with greater intelligence and depth.
因为使徒保罗说，我爱你们，我知道你们也爱我。 我的祷告是你们要在爱心里，在知识里，在各样的见识上多而。And
the reason is verse 10, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ.
原因是在第十节里，是你们能够分辨是非，做成熟无过的人，直到基督耶稣的日子。So
love has a separating quality. Love chooses to know and do what is best. Love chooses not to do the things that are wrong. Love will separate between right and wrong so that you'll be able to discern what is best.
爱是能够分辨是非的。爱是做，知道去做什么，好的事情可以，最好的事情可以做，是做什么不该做的事情，去做一些，最后让你可以分辨是非。
And then verse 11, that you may be filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
11节说，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。So
Paul is saying, you love, I'm praying that you will love with greater discernment so that you will do what is right, so that you will get the blessings from doing what is right, and that God will get the glory.
因为使徒保罗说呢，我知道你们的爱，你爱呢能分辨是非，你知道怎么样的正确的事情做，说就是说，当你按照正确的事情做，神会得到荣耀，神会给你赐福的。It's
interesting, isn't it, in the things of God that there is very often a sequence. One thing leads to the next, leads to the next, leads to the next, leads to the next. God wants us to get started in the right direction because the sequence will follow.
所以呢，这个非常有趣的是，在神里面它是有个秩序的。你做一件事，然后下面下面接着做，这下是接着做。然后你如果按照这个秩序来，神就会得到荣耀。If
you sin, the sequence will follow.
如果你那个犯了罪，这个秩序。If
you do what is right, the sequence will follow.
所以呢，你做呢正确的事，这个秩序就会接着继续。And
so Paul is saying, listen, I love you, and you love me, and I'm praying that your love will be accompanied with much knowledge.
因为使徒保罗说，我爱你，你们也爱我，但是呢，我知道。
If you love with knowledge, you will do the right thing.
如果你用知识去爱呢,
if you do the right thing, you will be pure and blameless.
如果你要去做正确的事呢,你会纯洁,你会就会无可指责。
If you're pure and blameless, you'll be filled with the fruit of righteousness.
如果你是那个纯洁的呢，你无可指责的，你会充满结满仁义的果子。If
you're filled with the fruit of righteousness, you will bring glory and praise to God and from God.
如果你那个结满了仁义的果子呢，你就会叫荣耀称赞归于神。Every
seed that's planted grows.
你每一个种子你种下去以后，它就会长。So
Paul is saying, listen, you Philippians, we're together. I love you, you love me. I'm working for God You're working with me for God.
因为使徒保罗说跟腓立比人说，腓立比人，我爱你，你们爱我，我为神工作，你们和我一起工作，为了神工作。
And by the grace of God, we will grow together, and God will get glory from our lives.
藉着神的恩典呢，我们会一起成长，我们会让神因为我们的生命得到荣耀。
All right, and Paul is saying, listen, I'm doing all this in joy because I can see where it's all heading.
因为保罗说呢，我做这些呢，所有的都是充满喜乐的，因为我知道我们将要到哪里。
So, I guess I just look at these verses from 3 down through 11. And I say, Lord, this is a beautiful picture.
因为我就看了一下，从三节到九节，我说主啊，这是一个太美的画面。
Paul preached the gospel to them. They believed. They worked together. And in the end, much glory for God. One loves the other. The other loves the other. And it's all a great togetherness.
因为保罗向他们传道，他们信了，然后他们一起工作，他们最后工作的结果呢，是所有的是让神得到荣耀，因为他们互相爱，他们所有的工作就是让神得到荣耀。
Well, that's what we're hoping in our relationship one with another, isn't it?
这就是我们希望在我们互相之间的这样一个关系，是不是这样呢？
That's what you're hoping and praying for me. That's what I'm hoping and praying for you.
这就是我期望的你们为我祷告的，也是我为你们祷告的。
And we're not full of despair in spite of the fact that we're entering 2021.
因为我们并不是说我们进到2021年的时候，我们都是在互相盼望。
Are there going to be problems in 2021?
在2021年会不会有问题呢？
Yeah.
当然。
What's going to happen?
就会发生什么呢？
Well, we don't know what the problems are, but as long as you love me and I love you and we labor together for Jesus, marvelous things are going to happen. Maybe not till we get to heaven, but we'll see it. God will reward the faithfulness of his servants. Your job, love me. My job, love you.
因为经常尽管2021年有很多问题，但是你爱我，我也爱你们，我们大家一起为主耶稣工作。我们知道有很神奇的事，奇妙的事会发生。尽管我们不一定在2021年就会去到天堂，但是我们知道有很多很多的神奇的事会让神得到荣耀，只要我们互相爱。
All right, well that's enough for today because our time is gone.
今天呢可能就讲到这里，因为时间到了。
Quick question or comment.
一个很简单的问题或者说有一些想法。
I was wondering, since in verse 9, he mentioned about knowledge, that reminds me, think about education. All Christians pay great attention to education. But I think my question is, why is more scientific knowledge to popularize? And the more people keep away from God. I think the scientific knowledge is really helpful to strong our faith or helpless to strong our faith.
I think the knowledge that's referred to in verse 9 is the knowledge of God and the knowledge of his love. A lot depends what we know. And therefore, we go back to the Garden of Eden. There was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God says, I don't want you to know about evil. I don't want you to have a knowledge of evil. You can have a knowledge of good. Don't get a knowledge of evil. When there's opportunity to learn about evil, get up and walk away. Turn it off. Don't learn about evil.
这里还是认为呢，这里的问题呢，就是说这里管知识是关于神的知识，就是关于爱的知识。就算我们回到伊甸园的时候，那有一个邪恶的果子，那个知识的树，一个神就告诉他们说你别吃这个果子，你吃了以后你就知道那个什么是邪恶的，什么是那个。所以有了这样的知识呢，你就知道什么邪恶，所以说当我们知道什么邪恶的时候呢，我们应该远离它，而不是去靠近它。
And so the book of Proverbs says, cease, my son, to learn the instruction that causes to err from the paths of true knowledge.
那个真言里说呢，我的儿子，你停止去靠近那些让你引起罪恶的那样的知识。
So, not all knowledge is good.
不是所有的知识都是好的。
That's not a full answer, Vic, but it's part of an answer.
这不是一个完全的解释，只是一个部分的答案。
All right, maybe Vic, more on that next time. if you've got that question, you work on it. We'll talk more about it next time.
那他说，让老王把那个问题呢保留到下一次。如果你一直就说想问这个问题，就下次记住把它再问。
All right, let's have a word of prayer and we'll carry on. Lord, we thank you for the love of God.
主啊，我们要感谢您关于神的爱。
We thank you that Paul was able to love the Philippians and that they loved him.
我们非常感恩的是使徒保罗可以去爱腓立比人，腓立比人也爱他。
And Lord, our prayer is that we might love all the saints. We thank you for the love that you have already given us for one another.
主啊，我们的祷告是我们可以爱所有的圣徒。我们非常感恩的是，你把所有的爱都给了我们每一个人。And
we pray, Lord, that you will help us live that love.
主啊，我们的祷告是您帮助我们把这样的爱活出来。So
thanks for today. Bless us, we pray. Bless us in the meetings to follow this week.
您呢，就赐福给我们。 祝福我们今天这个星期下面来的一些会议。
We give thanks now in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.